This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India should present a unique AI model to the world, reflecting the spirit of Made in India and Made for the World. He emphasized on developing Indian AI models that are ethical, unbiased, transparent, and based on data privacy principles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable with Indian AI startups in New Delhi, ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in the country next month. 12 Indian AI startups which have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian language foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He said that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility.
AI integration has been implemented under AI-driven capacity building through the iGOT platform. AI Sarthi act as a gateway to the iGOT learning ecosystem. The platform also includes an AI tutor that provides personalized learning along with an AI-based capacity building plan that will be useful for various government departments and ministries.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing a press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the transport ministers of all states and union territories and the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said that under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to cashless treatment of up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Mr. Gadkari said that in case of accidents on any road, the Good Samaritan helping the victim to reach the hospital will be awarded 25,000 rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is committed to establishing lasting peace in Jammu and Kashmir and completely eliminate terrorism. The Home Minister said this while chairing a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and terror financing should continue in mission mode. He highlighted that due to sustained and coordinated efforts of the Narendra Modi-led government, the terror ecosystem in Jammu and Kashmir has been crippled. The Home Minister appreciated the efforts of the security agencies for strengthening the security scenario of Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to remain alert and continue to work in synergy to ensure that the gains achieved after abrogation of Article 370 are sustained while also achieving the goal of terror-free Jammu and Kashmir at the earliest. He assured that all the resources will be made available in this endeavour. The Enforcement Directorate ED yesterday conducted search operations at 10 locations in West Bengal and Delhi under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA in connection with coal smuggling syndicate. This includes 6 locations in West Bengal and 4 in Delhi. The ED said its investigation revealed that a coal smuggling syndicate led by Anoop Majhi was involved in illegal coal theft and excavation from Eastern Coalfields Limited leasehold areas in West Bengal. Australia clinched Ashes series by winning the 5th test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And that is the end of this news bulletin.